You're listening to the Power Pop Show's tribute to the 1970s. Yes, Power Pop Shows, tribute to 1970s Power Pop. There's a cool semi-obscure little gem there from Wings, High, 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 1972, the year for that one. Kind of a cool old track from Wings instead of Paul McCartney there. ELO before that, Mr. Blue Sky from Out of the Blue. Always a fun treat in the world of 70s Power Pop. For ELO, we had the Sweet, Fox on the Run. And a true obscurity before that, starting off the second hour with Krabby Appleton. Go Back was the track. And a sort of a long-lost obscurity from the very early 70s. Great tune, though, from Krabby Appleton. It is a tribute to 70s Power Pop. That's what we're doing today. We're in the second half of the show here on KSCU and also rebroadcasting on andhow.fm. Hope you're digging the retro. As always, today's podcast will be posted in its entirety on the show Facebook page, so check it out at facebook.com/powerpopshow. Lots more to get to. I'm here with you about another 45 minutes or so. Quick local announcement here for you. This upcoming summer season, Mercado Tile and Stone would like to remind listeners not to drink and drive. If drinking is a part of your plans, please call a cab or elect a designated driver. No matter how much fun you have, it's not worth losing your license, your freedom, or your life. Mercado Tile and Stone would like to thank everyone this summer and graduation season by doing what they can to check IDs, be a designated driver, and drink responsibly. Again, this important community reminder, courtesy of Mercado Tile and Stone in San Jose. Wishing everyone a safe summer season. They're on the air because they care. And with that, I'm going to get back to it with another obscurity here. This is from 1974, fairly unknown band out of the UK called Stackridge. Was around for a very brief period in the mid-70s. Very polished, very accomplished band, but they never really broke big in any kind of way. But they influenced a handful of artists like XTC, among others, 10cc, and you know, a few others in the 70s and beyond. But anyway, you can get their stuff digitally. It's out there. There's not a whole lot of it, but a couple of good records, including one called The Man in the Bowler Hat. Very, very cool, obscure stuff here from the mid-70s. This is Stack Ridge. The Power Pop Show's tribute to the 70s. Dig it.
Talk correct like they do in other scenes.
Power Pop Show's tribute to the 1970s. There you go. Another Power Pop classic from Mr. Todd Rundgren on the Power Pop Show. Tribute to the 1970s. We're digging up all the great classics of the genre. And couldn't I just tell you, Todd Rundgren, David Bowie before that, going back to his Hunky Dory album. And perhaps one of the more poppier sides of David Bowie, Queen Bitch, the track. We had some Roxy Music before that from the Great Country Life album. All I Want Is You, Stackridge, before Roxy Music, your obscurity of the set. Relatively unknown band from the mid-70s, but a very polished set of material from them, all scant as it is. We had Fundamentally Yours, the track from Stackridge, and Man in the Bowler Hat. So there you go. We're rolling through the set here. It is half past the hour. Second half of the show here on KSCU and also rebroadcasting on andhow.fm. Let's get back to the late 70s power pop. I think my set today would be remiss if I didn't play something from the great Chicago band Shoes, their 1979 album Present Tense, featured a bunch of great power pop gems, including this one called Too Late. It's Shoes. The Power Pop Show's tribute to the 70s. Dig it.
Every time I see you, oh, I wish I could believe you. Do you ever mean a thing you say? You lied, I tried to overlook your careless way of you
You're listening to the Power Pop Show's tribute to the 1970s. It's a Power Pop show, and that's probably the first time I've ever played the Cars on this show. From their debut record, that's probably the only song on the debut record from the Cars that wasn't a hit. So many good songs on that first record. That's a little album cut called Don't You Stop. And just filling out time here on the Power Pop show's tribute to the 1970s. We had some Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers before that. Great leadoff track from their second album from 1978, the You're Gonna Get It LP. And When the Time Comes, before Tom Petty, some Flamin' Groovies in the classic Shake Some Action from 1976. Shoes in there as well with Too Late from their Present Tense album. We had some Todd Rundgren, some David Bowie. I mentioned all that stuff. We're doing all the classics of the power pop genre of the 70s. About 20 minutes left on the show here to go. I'll finish up the set with some more good gems for you here of the retro style. Here's one that I should definitely get out. Today's set, the Rubinews from 1979, I Want to Be Your Boyfriend. It's the Power Pop Show. Dig it.
Playing at home is always a bit more hype than once we get out of the country, yeah.
Well, Stuart, you were kind of instrumental in starting the group in the first place 3 years ago. Do you worry?
You have to tell the story.
No, but do you think that you've become so big now? Do you regret having to play in a place as big as this, or are you happy?
No, in fact, places like this, the stages are very nice. There's lots of air to breathe. I need lots of air to play a gig. And so there's plenty of air to breathe, and the sound is usually better. But, well, we played at the Marquee Club last Saturday. which is 400 people, very close, and that has a different kind of atmosphere. Instead of having air to breathe, you have the audience to breathe.
It's alright for you. It's alright for you.
You're listening to the Power Pop Show's tribute to the 1970s.
Strange. 2, 3, 4.
finishing up tribute to the 1970s. Let's kill that one there, shall we? Nice ending on an obscure note there. That is a band from Australia called Little Murders. And I just threw that on quickly following some technical glitches with a track from The Jam that just wasn't cooperating on vinyl. Record player was having a fit, so apologies for that. But you heard Little Murders right there from 1979. Great little obscure power pop nugget from Australia. Things Will Be Different, the track. Before that, well, we had a little mangled bit of The Jam's In the City, but we also had The Boys, Brickfield Nights, great track from the late 70s out of the UK. We had XTC, Life Begins at the Hop, their first single from 1979, I believe. The Police in there with It's All Right for You from the great Regatta de Blanc. We had The Rubinews, I Want to Be Your Boyfriend, The Cars before that, a bunch of great stuff I already mentioned, probably at least once before that. So we're here toward the top of the hour, so time to wrap things up. Been fun spinning the classic power pop for you. Remember to check out the Facebook page for today's podcast. We'll be up there this weekend at facebook.com/powerpopshow. And I will be back next week for another edition, most likely spinning new music for you here live on KSCU Santa Clara, 5 to 7 p.m. We also rebroadcast on andhow.fm. So dig that. And I bid you farewell. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next week on the Power Pop Show. Have a good one.